septic system.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
If you'd like to know who we are, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and find out who we are, what it is we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, letters from famous people who like us, and of course a few who don't. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Also, feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Church Leadership Times, which is every Thursday at 7 p.m. and Sunday at 11 a.m. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. If you'd like to download this radio program's podcast, they're also available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time who we'll be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Contact us through sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to get a hold of us, call 1-866-233-0747.
This is John Adams' entrance into the Congress when he said, "Let it be known that British liberties are not the grants of princes or parliaments. Many of our rights are inherent and essential, agreed on as maxims and established as preliminaries even before parliaments existed. We have a right to them, derived from our Maker," said John Adams, the second president of the United States. "Our forefathers have earned and bought the liberty for us at the expense of their ease, their estates, their pleasures, and their blood. Liberty is not built on the doctrine that a few nobles, politicians, have a right to inherit the earth." "No," said John, "no. It stands on this principle that the meanest and lowest of the people are by their unalterable, indefeasible laws of God and nature, as well as entitled to the benefit of their air to breathe, light to see, food to eat, and clothes to wear, as the nobles, the politicians, or the king, the president. That is liberty, and liberty will reign in America," said John Adams during the entrance. That was actually during the Revolutionary War. Right after John Dickinson got up and gave a dim prognostication, John Adams' independence speech came behind it. And keep in mind that it was a dim prognostication. There was no hope in it. John goes on, "Objects of the most stupendous magnitude, measures which will affect the lives of millions." This is our forefathers, America. "Measures which will affect the lives of millions of born and unborn," that would be us, "are now before us. We must expect a great expense of blood to obtain them. But we must also remember that a free constitutional civil government cannot be purchased at too dear a rate, as there is nothing on this side of Jerusalem of greater importance to mankind." John said of John Dickinson, "My worthy colleague from Pennsylvania has spoken with great ingenuity and eloquence. He has given you a grim prognostication, that one of hopelessness of our national future. But where he foresees an apocalypse, I see hope. I see a new nation ready to take its place in the world. Not an empire, but a republic, and a republic of laws, not of men. Gentlemen, we are in the very midst of revolution, the most complete, unexpected, and remarkable of any history in the world. How few of the human race have ever had an opportunity of choosing a system of government for themselves and their children." Folks, this is prophetically accurate for this day.
Yes.
"I'm not without apprehension," said John, but the end we have in sight is more than worth all the means. I believe, sir, said John, that the hour has come. My judgment approves this measure, and my whole heart is in it. All that I have, all that I am, and all that I hope is in this life. I am now ready to stake upon it. While I live, he said, let me have my own country, a free country. That was our forefathers. They weren't dancing around talking about how hopeless everything was.
Nope. Let's get busy.
They weren't saying, Jesus is coming back. No, they were waving the flag, said, no king but King Jesus. Conquering and possessing. Possess means to drive out previous occupants and to possess in their place. That sounds like scripture to me. That sounds like a patriot to me. He wasn't dancing around, joining the crowds, bringing back a bad report when Joshua and Caleb were bringing back the good report. No, they were bringing forth the fruit and saying, we can do this again. Folks, God gave the 55 signers that we have as an example that he did it, then he can do it again. He's not a respecter of persons. And by the way, the God of heaven in Jesus Christ doesn't need a majority to prevail. This is time for men to either fail and act like sheep or goats, or it's time for them to stand up and follow the line of the tribe of Judah and take the land and act like the spirit that most Christians say they're born of. How about exemplifying the Christ and taking the land and fighting for their posterity? Because no one can complain about what our forefathers established. I mean, we get the atheists, the leftists, the whacks, the enemies, the scoffers, kicking against the very foundations that we have that identify who we are as a people. Isn't that humorous, America? What is the left kicking up against? Who we are. Who's trying to overthrow the laws? The left is. And by the way, they ain't taking it incrementally. They're going for the gusto, aren't they? But our forefathers didn't do that. They fought, they bled. Our veterans didn't do that. They fought, they bled. They upheld their oath by magnifying the Constitution of the United States, by ratifying it with their blood. They're not around debating on foreign fields, folks. They're fighting. While you allow politicians in Washington, D.C., as we listen to the left congratulate themselves and the right congratulate themselves, America, what I really have to put to you is, who loses? Well, let me tell you, you do. You have the right congratulating themselves for the one or two steps they might have taken to cut the budget, but the left already knew all the well. Yeah. We'll just blow it up so high so when they do come for cuts, it doesn't matter anyways.
Mm-hmm. Who's being played?
Who's being played? That's exactly right. Who loses, America? I don't hear the American people hooting and hollering about how good everything is today. No, they know they've been duped again. Oh, there's going to be a shutdown at noon or at 12 o'clock tonight. Folks, just like Roosevelt said, there's nothing in government that does happen, that's not first planned. They knew they weren't going to shut it down. They knew they weren't going to let it go that far. You know, when this tyrant in office isn't in Hawaii, you know it's got to be something he's going for. And he took a break from Hawaii, didn't he? He took another little break from golfing and hanging out with his buddies and his radicals to make sure he got something going through again. And, boy, he didn't seem to be too upset about it. Yeah, Bradley and Jake, we'll come back and we'll condescend a little bit more after this. If you'd like to be a part of the radio show, 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. We'll be right back.
The Sons of Liberty is willing to do what it takes to ensure that you and your posterity remain in this blessed country full of the possibilities of liberty. However, we rely on the generosity of faithful listeners like you. We are asking you to partner with us financially. All donations are tax deductible, and with a gift of $50 or more, we will send you a special Sons of Liberty message, The Two Pillars, on CD. Call 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. Or go online and donate at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
You are speaking all the words out of my heart, and you're really nailing this horrible situation that we find ourselves in. Keep it up. You're really commendable.
Be a part of the team that brings you responses like this. Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Hello again, I'm back. This is John Swenson at Midas Resources. And I want to address a couple of issues that I hear about daily when we're talking about gold and silver. First, is there anything to suggest that sunny skies are just ahead? We continue to print fiat dollars, inflation worsens, there's civil unrest around the world, and demand for gold and silver has never, ever been higher. Next, if you heard that possessing metals is a complicated process, I assure you that whether we're discussing a direct purchase or an IRA rollover, this is a simple, straightforward transaction. This is all about protecting your assets, and frankly, what are your options? Stock market? Real estate? Metal certificates? I don't think so. Please call me, 800-686-2237, extension 128. I promise a casual conversation, no pressure, no nonsense. I'm John Swenson at 800-686-2237, extension 128, and I sincerely look forward to hearing from you.
This is an urgent message. Urgent if you care about feeding your family. S-510 has passed through Congress and will make the sale of heirloom seeds difficult. Prices of non-GMO seeds are skyrocketing and may be hard to afford in the future, if you can even find them. As the economy continues to decline, this will make the heirloom seeds worth their weight in gold and one of the best barter tools available. When food supplies eventually run out, your solution is to grow your own food and barter tool. Now, for a short time, GetSeeds.net offers 100 packets of heirloom non-GMO vegetable seeds for only $59. Pay with 2 ounces of pure silver or just $59. The best price on the net for high-quality seeds. Our GetSeeds.net seeds are open pollinated vegetable seeds sealed in a Mylar bag for long-term storage. Bulk pricing available. So get seeds while you still can at GetSeeds.net or call toll-free 877-341-4769. That's 877-341-4769.
Welcome back to Sons of Liberty again, folks. I didn't mean to start off with such a negative connotation, but the bottom line is, it gets to the point of just being absolutely ridiculous, folks. I mean, it's beyond the political facade that's in front of us that's being played out like a little game for the American people to lose day after day. It gets a little disheartening, doesn't it?
Yeah. Who's the victory belong to? I just wanted everybody to take note. Who is celebrating right now? I'm going to list off three names of people that are celebrating. Harry Reid, Mr. Barry Obama, and Mr. Boehner. How in the world are those three celebrating in the same setting? I mean, it's like if I was to say, which animal doesn't belong? A wolf, a dog, and a turtle. Sorry for such a poor analogy.
I don't know, Jake. Maybe it's the turtle.
I think the turtle doesn't belong. He's not a canine.
Oh, I got a little memory line coming down right now.
Who's that I see walking on them there woods? Well, that'd be Red Riding Hood. Since you brought up the wolf, I had to talk about the wolf and bring up the wolf.
But he's a canine. He can celebrate with a dog. But what in the world is a turtle doing in the midst of him? Why is Boehner? And again, forgive me for the poor analogy.
No, it's a great analogy because you have such distinction, Jake. This is what puts you head and shoulders over the rest of us.
Boehner, Obama, and Reid all celebrating. There should be a problem here. Why in the world did we vote in these folks to come in and take over the House?
Wasn't that Boehner guy, didn't he say something about not moving or budging?
I think he did. He started at $100 billion. We're not moving. We're not compromising. This is why the American people put us here.
Yeah.
Well, maybe we need to just cut down a little bit, maybe $61 billion. I didn't hear Obama do that when it came to health care.
That's right.
I didn't hear these socialists do that when it comes to their agenda. As a matter of fact, I just heard one of them screaming about Republicans that they want to kill women.
Yeah.
Because they want to cut off Planned Parenthood funding. Let me digress a little bit more. From $61 billion to $38.5 billion. Now we're at $38.5 billion, and Boehner is rejoicing. Are you rejoicing, America?
Go back to your point, because I'm going to hit that in a couple minutes here. Isn't it interesting? Isn't it an interesting fact that them that cry injustice are the very ones breeding the injustice?
Committing injustice.
They want to support the slaughter of millions of babies, but what did you say that Reed said?
Oh, you're wanting to kill women!
Huh.
Who's the radical here?
It's what kind of reminds me of hate crimes a little bit. I don't know, call me crazy, but isn't it like the liberal God-haters, the reprobates that are trying to teach the American people to hate the laws that expose the crimes of the homosexual communities? Yeah, let's put it into perspective, shall we?
So now we as adults can surely see what they're doing. But it doesn't stop at adults. They want to teach young children.
Sure.
And they're not stopping with just young children. They want to have the full control through unions like the NEA, of this socialist mentality going on to kids who apparently, who supposedly, don't know the difference, but they do because the Spirit of Christ is in them. Bush's people are saying, this is great, great compromise, way to go, Boehner.
Sure.
Hey, look, you agreed with Reid and Obama. It's our purpose to come into the Capitol and
but
make friends
sake,
with unconstitutional leaders.
Let's not break that shell open here, huh? What's the difference the between second. George Bush and Barry Obama?
Well, Obama,
the color of his skin, that's it.
Obama has exceeded the deficits, but guess who was number two in creating the largest deficit in American history? George Bush. And George Bush's administrative. So they're patting Boehner on the back.
Sure.
So who's friends with who here? We've got two sides of the aisle shaking hands saying, what a great thing we did. Now, this is what the Republicans say. They've caved, obviously. Started at $100 billion. And number two, they're not protecting life like they claim to all the time.
No, I know.
That it's a political standpoint.
That's what I was just telling you. They want millions of dollars to illegally go into an organization that is destroying babies in the womb rather than teaching the people not to commit the crime before God, like thou shalt not commit adultery and no fornicator shall have an inheritance into the kingdom of God, 1 Corinthians 6:9. Yep. They just teach them through Hollywood how to commit the crime, and then they have Planned Parenthood to go ahead and try to eradicate the fruit of their crime.
That's right. And you cannot,
how's that going to work on Judgment Day?
We want more liberties. Liberty. You cannot have a liberty without a law to protect it, or your liberty will cease.
No, liberty. That's good, dude. I like liberty.
Liberties?
Let's stick
Maybe
it in there, man.
Rejoice with them.
It doesn't matter what you
it's
say.
It's probably on Wikipedia. Liberty.
Jake,
look it up.
Hey, it doesn't matter. The mentality is 2 + 2 = 5.
Why not?
Hey, I like it. It sounds
Don't
right.
Don't destroy my liberty by telling me it's 4.
And I would never... Dude, I would never destroy your liberty. Never. And you know what? I wouldn't even make fun of you right now, because no matter what people do out there, the American people sit down and let it happen anyways.
Because they
Liberty's
need more
cool.
liberty. They need more liberty, less laws, more liberty.
In a couple minutes, I'm going to get a couple cheerleaders in here. Give me an I, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Give me a B, you know? Give me an E-R-T-Y. Liberty.
Liberty.
Liberty, yes.
Liberty.
I mean, you sound like some distorted bird or something. Liberty, liberty.
The Liberty Bird.
Yes, Liberty Bird. You know what? But you know what's funny about this? And I'm not even being facetious about it. If you really think about it, this kind of idiotic talk that we're having right now makes more sense than what the American people listen to day after day through psychologists and through radio announcers and personalities that are doing nothing but chasing their stinking tail.
Yep. And celebrating.
Oh, it's called circular reasoning. Yep. Let's just talk about the problems, but let's not do anything about them.
Let's not deal with that issue. Let's keep everybody happy. Republicans caved. How in the world are those that are there right now that we just put in? America sent a strong message.
But, Jake, what I'm exemplifying and I'm really trying to establish here is the fact that out of this idiotic, condescending talk, we're America. We love you, but we're really telling you the truth. This is really what's going on. It's so foolish for you to sit there and listen to the same thing and sit there and do nothing about it and think the problem's going to be corrected on its own, which it never will be.
That's right.
And it's amazing to me how anybody would stand in check as to who the Sons of Liberty are for exposing their idioticness, because when I listen to their talk, it's the same thing. It's the same talking points. They did this and they did that and they did this and the American people lose. And the American people sit there and do nothing about it. They did this, and they did that, and they did this. I mean, that's how stupid it sounds.
Yeah.
I can turn the radio on right now, and guess what I'm going to hear? The same thing. The left did this, and the right did that, and the left did this, and the right did that, and the American people lose. And the American people lose, and the American people lose, and the American people lose, and guess what keeps continuously going on? The promulgation of what? The agenda. The agenda goes on. The agenda goes on. And there's a smile on the tyrant's face. You know everything's got to be okay now.
Sure.
I mean, I'm trying
to
figure out in this country where in the heck the Republicans are now when they need a presidential candidate, and they're still sitting there trying to figure out when the sun's going to come out.
What should we do? What should we do? Here's what they're pitching. Okay, so we're still losing. America, you're still losing.
You are.
We bent. We caved. But you're not losing as fast. You lost a lot faster when Obama's in there. We've slowed things down a little bit.
Now he's making his campaign appeals.
We can work together with
Republicans. What are you doing? 1-866-233-0747. What are you doing? I mean, there's nothing else to say. We just had another successful My War event, a premiere in Minnesota here, ran another 200 people through it. I have to, in honesty, be a faithful witness that's going to deliver souls, and I have to point the finger back at the American people, talk about the veterans, and then look at them and say, so now what are you doing about what they gave to you?
That's right.
What are you doing with what men bled for, what they died for? America, don't turn the channel. I'm talking to you. What are you doing except complaining about what you are tolerating? There's not a nice way to say it.
No,
how can the act be a part of the actor or from the actor? How can an act be apart from the actor? We're looking for actors, America. Let that be our problem. We need actors. That is the problem. We're looking for the acts.
That's right.
So let's get the acts in here so we can have some actors bring about resolve so our posterity has a future.
Isn't that why we put them there? That's what you want to see. That makes total sense. Action. Why are we not carrying out action? Here's what happens.
You're the reason we have liberty, Jake.
We Republicans, this is the excuses. We're not going to shut down the government. Listen to this cowardice.
No, it's their fault.
On our clock.
These are adults. Jake, these are adults.
Yeah.
America, what are the kids learning? How to fight? How to divide themselves? How to be conquered?
How to graciously lose?
Isn't this wonderful? We get to watch 60 and 70 and 80-year-old men in government that have brought us to hell and over the last 40 years, and we're still sitting back listening to them, still talking about the same problems. And we got new people on the radio and on TV talking about the same problems. Like they're really doing some good. Like they're really bringing some resolve. Shame on the American people for allowing this to happen day after day, week after week. Shame on the American people.
Yep.
There's no nice way of saying it. If you oppose or if you agree, 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. Go ahead. Give us a call. Let's talk. Where are you at?
So now everybody's mad at Mr. Boehner because of how he caved and how he compromised. He said, we're only 0.5% of one-third of the government. What can we do? We're just a House of Representatives. He needs to read the Constitution.
Article 1,
Section 7 says, bills for raising revenue shall originate in the House of Representatives. Nobody can do anything without you.
But America, let me put the question back to you before we take this quick break. How many constitutions do you have? How many times do I need to say that? How many constitutions do you have? And then the next question is why are they divided if we have one law? You got Bradley and Jake, the Sons of Liberty. We'll be right back after this break.
I'll pay you to read this book. The truth is, this book is so essential to surviving in this insane economy. I'll give you an early $1,900 silver dollar free just for ordering this book. Hi, I'm Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metals investing firms. So why would Midas give you a free collectible silver dollar for ordering this book? Because you need to know the truth about surviving in this economy. With trillions of your tax dollars being handed out like bailout candy, you know this will impact your wallet today, tomorrow, and at retirement. This book explains it all. In fact, Congressman Ron Paul said this book is what every American needs to know. So while others are trying to survive this economic meltdown, learn how to flourish. Order your book right now and Midas Resources will send you an early 1900s collectible silver dollar free. Call 877-877-4201. 877-877-4201. That's 877-877-4201.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Never buy home canning jar lids again.
No kidding. When you buy Tadler reusable canning lids once, you'll never buy canning lids ever again. Safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways containing BPA. But Tadler reusable canning lids are guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning. Tadler lids are made with a USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, safe for direct food contact, and contain no BPA. Tadler lids are dishwasher safe, usable with standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, are indefinitely reusable, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders at reusablecanninglids.com or call 1-877-747-2793, 877-747-2793, call 877-747-2793, or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com for Tadler reusable canning lids, the original since 1976.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you need MyPillow. Guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. Using a patented fill, MyPillow adjusts to your exact individual needs by gently supporting your head, shoulders, and neck. MyPillow has a natural, built-in cooling effect, keeping your cervical nerves cool, giving you the best sleep of your life. MyPillow will never go flat and relieves snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, fibromyalgia, and many other disorders. It's antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, and best of all, machine washable and dryable. MyPillow is made in the USA, has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau, comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and an industry-leading 10-year warranty. Order today at MyPillow.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. What do you have to lose except poor sleep? MyPillow.com, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own, guaranteed.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic. Land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use escapeharassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape Harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
I want liberty, liberty, liberty for you and me.
Liberty, liberty,
liberty. See, I like that. It's echoing back in our empty heads, America. I know we got some folks out there just grinding the teeth. Who do you think you are?
What do you think you're saying?
Give me another drink, Mama.
This is insane.
I can't even believe that they're exposed. We've been doing this for 40 years. I've been turning this radio program on for 40 years. And I can give you a mouthful. You ever think we don't need a mouthful? Do you ever think maybe the next generation needs answers? Has that ever occurred into your numb skull?
Mama, I'm not putting... Oh, turn it off. I can't even believe he's saying that to me. I can't even believe he's going all across the country talking that kind of smack.
No, the next generation is tired of your talk. End of story. Tired of your talk.
You know what this next generation has inherited? Monumental here.
For the ones that are left, you mean? If they haven't been aborted
That's
yet?
That's right.
Yeah.
Planned Parenthood. This is what you've left them. Just like you just left them this. This is really what's been left to us. Oh, well, let's give her to the Planned Parenthood part on there. Let's just agree on the $38.5 billion. Planned Parenthood performed 332,278 abortions in the United States in 2009. That's the amount of people that live in the city of Cincinnati, Ohio. So just wipe off Cincinnati, Ohio. You think people wouldn't have problems with that? 910 lives are terminated per day by Planned Parenthood. That's 38 per hour, one every 95 seconds.
Oh,
and listen to this.
We're on the radio talking about it, and that's all that justifies us.
We warned them. There's nothing we need to do.
Yeah.
This points out that 90% of Planned Parenthood's funding comes from of their $363.2 million came directly from federal government or from Medicaid. That's what you've handed the next generation.
I didn't know it was our job, America, to work, pay taxes, and then have our government allocate the funds to kill babies. Mm-hmm. I didn't know that that's what it was for. I mean, that's how bad it is.
But conservatives want to murder women by defunding Planned Parenthood.
And as I said earlier, the very ones that say such things are the very advocates and the breeders of injustice.
Right.
And don't ever forget that. Let me go back to Scripture so I can walk on this mentality here. And Caleb stilled the people before Moses and said, "Let us go up at once and possess it." In other words, he came back and gave a good report because he said, "For we're all able, well able to overcome it." In other words, we can deal with this. But to them that went up with him, he said, "We be not able to go up against the people, for they are stronger than we."
Mm.
America, what's stronger than you in number is the media because you believe the lie.
That's it.
That's completely it.
The only way they're stronger is when you allow. That's it.
Verse 32, chapter 13, Numbers. "And they brought up an evil report of the land which they had searched unto the children of Israel, saying, The land through which we have gone to search, it is a land that eateth up the inhabitants thereof, and all the people that we saw in it are men of a great stature." Well, do you think the media is going to put up some bonehead like this lady that you were just playing on online in D.C., Jake? No, they're not going to put those out. Hitler knew how to do it. Any dictator knows how, any propagandist knows what he's got to keep pushing through the media because he's got to belittle people. And how does he do that? He continuously puts in front of them, "Look, they won another victory. Look, they won another victory." But that's not the report that Joshua and Caleb brought up. Mm-hmm. They believed the report of the Lord, and because they believed it, guess who won? Wanted to go after them.
Yep.
The people that they were there to encourage.
That's right.
The people that were responsible to bring forth the answers are the ones that said, "Let's pick up stones and stone Caleb and Joshua," because who are they to come back and tell us the good report? We like to talk.
That's right. We like
to be defeated. We like this guy that everybody hates in America to just say one thing and all of a sudden it's done.
That's right.
No, folks, this is deception to the max. That's nothing short of that. And if you want to take the land back, then guess what you're going to have to do? You're going to have to do a little bit more than talk.
That's right.
You're going to have to do a little more than talk because God is always willing to give you what you're willing to fight for.
Oh, but they don't want to hear that, because then if we got a fight and God would give it to us, then we couldn't fall back on the excuse.
I'm trying to keep this on a positive, and now you just took me back into that little...
It reminds me of the Lord, doesn't it? The very ones that should rejoice when he comes back with the truth to lay down and say, "I can restore you. I will restore you. It's within my power to restore you." Oh, no. Don't want to hear that.
I'm going to change the channel.
You've got to compromise with these.
You know what I have to do is I have to adjust to where I'm at in life. I got to turn on them end timers.
That's right. Or KQ.
Well, you know, what? And if we do believe the forefathers and we do believe that there was only 55 men, then God did. That's right. Let's do what they did and let's prove the God that they served. And if that's not the case, then what is the left fighting against, folks? What has been established?
Yep.
That's what they're fighting against. Because therefore, our forefathers were right, and it was the God of the Judeo-Christian ethics, and it is our Father of the Mosaic Institution. So therefore, let's go back and prove God, because God is looking back at America and say, "Listen, you know, everybody after 9/11, and I mean everybody, God bless America." You even had Hillary Clinton and the clowns on the stairs in front of the White House singing, "God bless America, the land of the..." Let's get rid of those stickers that say these colors don't run. Well, we better get rid of those because our hypocrisies are starting to show.
Uh-oh.
What God are you singing to, Hilly?
Quick start of war.
What song are you singing here, Hilly Billy? Huh? Where is Billy, Hilly, when you're singing God Bless America anyways? I want to know where Billy is. Where is Billy, Hilly? Why is Hilly up there on the hill singing God Bless America, and where's Billy?
Hilly.
I want to know where Billy is. And why is...
Billy don't know where Billy is.
Well, I want to know where Willie is, because Willie should be the one singing God Bless America, but Willie ain't. Hilly is.
Why aren't you singing, Willie? Willie, where are you at?
Maybe she's over in China selling off some more American land. I don't know. Maybe some more oil. And
Hilly does that?
Yeah, Hilly's doing that,
well,
man.
Well, Billy's singing. Hilly's
having
selling...
some serious problems over in China, and all of a sudden she came back and everything was good, because what we now know is that China's over here drawing out gas and oil.
Oh, I think it was,
now,
I thought
Hilly
just went there because she liked the food.
And she's sitting there singing in front of America, God Bless America.
Uh-huh.
I wonder what God she's talking about.
Well, whichever one she can create. That's what Hilly does. Hilly create.
I know Kevin's been on the line for a second here, so let's just hold on. We got Kevin from Wisconsin. You got Bradley and Jake. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. Go ahead with your question or comment. And if you want to go ahead and just rack us over the top of the head, please do. Jake is right there waiting for it.
Well, first of all, you know what, the most important thing that I love about your show, not only what it does biblically, is you guys cover everything, every single asset that people don't hear, whether it's on the conservative radios that there are or on any mass media.
That's true. That's true.
Great point, Kevin.
But the main reason I called is all I heard was when the Republicans capitulated and allowed this bill to pass without a Planned Parenthood, that people that are not told that the thing with they kept trying to get a resolution passed so that at least the military who is fighting now in three countries against Muslims could get paid.
That's right. Kevin, I just want everybody to understand how intellectual you are. Hold on for me just one second. I'm dead serious now. Just hang on a second here with me, Kevin. Capitulate means to surrender as an army or a garrison to the enemy.
Yeah.
Okay, I just got to get people to understand that. I have to condescend. I have to put out somebody's light to make mine a little brighter, saith the lib. So anyways, in saying that, thank you for justifying me, and I really appreciate that. You know, we're just kind of high-fiving each other right now, Kevin. Capitulate is the word.
But the biggest thing is I want the truth out there. It's not that they fooled it because of Planned Parenthood. It's because they held first and foremost the number one job of our government, national defense. And the biggest threat to our defense, our country right now, is
internally.
There's no question about it. I mean, we've covered this so many times as to what's going on in the Pentagon. We see what's going on with Eric Holder. We see what's going on with this administration. We've seen what this president has said time and time again, that we are a Muslim nation.
Right.
There is no getting around who this guy is. This is the guy that, you know, but we have the conservatives over there saying, he doesn't have to prove, man, we don't need these birthers, because these birthers, there's something wrong with these guys. Why should the president of the United States have to actually bring forth an actual document saying that he was born in America? I mean, why would you ever expect that, America?
Well, maybe the Constitution requires it, but then again, we need to eliminate that, too. Look, they capitulated, as you said,
look at
to their
word.
Enemies.
We got two geniuses,
you know what?
Here, man.
Enemies isn't the word. Enemies isn't the word. They capitulated to a group of people that will not compromise, that is extremely radical, and that won't move. They just proved that they were the cowards in the fight. Look, when a guy gets his shot in the big leagues and he comes up in a clutch situation, he strikes out, he doesn't get brought up again. Our leaders right now that did what you're talking about, that surrendered, that won't even protect life, that won't even stand for the basic principles that they claim that they were voted in on, they need to be removed. And that signal doesn't need to wait for another 2 years to be sent when we'll vote new people in. It needs to be sent right now.
Yeah.
People can be removed for not obeying their oath that they said that they would uphold. There's no question about it. Now, the other side has leaders that they've brought forth, and we're talking again.
There shouldn't be other sides, by the way.
There's one constitution, that's correct, but they're not moving, they're not compromising, and here you have the supposed righteous Mr. Boehner, and this is a reproof to him, because this is a preacher's job. This is what the prophets of the Old Testament did constantly to their leaders. They warned them that they ruled before God, not even before man, but you've got him celebrating and rejoicing with the people that he was whining and complaining about to get elected, and now he's rejoicing with them. He compromised way more than they did. He went from $100 billion down to $30 billion. They won again. The agenda goes on, as Brad said, but not in the people's hearts and not in your heart, Kevin, and not in those of you that are listening right now. The time to send the message is now, and keep that message pumping.
I'm going to read the Constitution of the United States, and I want to show you, America, how the conservatives have actually demonized the Constitution when calling for verification of the birth certificate of the President of the United States. And I'm going to give it to you straight from the Constitution of the United States and then ask the question, who's the fools here?
Mm-hmm.
Who are the fools? Because everything this man is doing right now is unconstitutional. It's not American. And if he's not acting as an American, therefore, maybe we can judge him by his fruit and realize and come to the realization that maybe he's not one of us. I mean, is that why he's over in Europe talking about a new world order just like George Bush and George Bush Sr. were talking about?
Is that why he calls us the scum of the earth and we're the problem?
Well, we are the problem.
That's the
therefore,
way that you would do it.
If you'd like to know who we are, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and find out who we are, what it is we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, letters from famous people who like us, and, of course, a few who don't. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Also, feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Church Leadership Times, which is every Thursday at 7 p.m. and Sunday at 11 a.m. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. If you'd like to download this radio program's podcast, they're also available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time who we'll be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Contact us through sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to get a hold of us, call 1-866-233-0747.
Dr. David Berry has provided excellent advice for all those interested in practical economics and sound money. It's certainly worth reading.
That's what Congressman Ron Paul said about Cha-Ching Wisdom, 123 Practical Universal Truths About Money, the new book by Dr. David Berry.
The cool part of this book, certainly it'll speak to you personally, your life, your lifestyle, your money, your investments, but it also can be generalized into the nation, what's going on as a nation. We do these same things personally that we do as a nation.
Dr. Berry's book, Cha-Ching Wisdom, presents many facets of your relationship with the once almighty dollar and how current national and international politics affect your daily life.
Some of the other things are about that. They're not just economic. They're philosophical. There's psychology involved in this book. There's philosophy involved in this book.
Read Cha-Ching Wisdom by Dr. David Berry, only $9.95. Available at ChaChingWisdom.com. That's ChaChingWisdom.com. ChaChingWisdom.com.
Freedom, the blistering anti-globalist anthem from the rock band Ravelin.
Banging thrones have their tombs. Slaves filled with fear with the wolves.
Just one of 11 great songs from their album Under the Sun. Available on iTunes and at Ravelin.com. R-A-V-E-L-Y-N. Ravelin.com.
Spring and a new growing season are here. Plant a healthy garden easy and fast with Organicaseed.com. Easy because Organicaseed.com offers one of the largest online selections of organic, heirloom, non-hybrid, and untreated seeds, as well as tobacco and cotton seeds at low prices. Go to Organicaseed.com, spelled O-R-G-A-N-I-C-A-Seed.com. Organicaseed.com. Remember, Organicaseed is healthy seed.
We've got work to do before we achieve equality in the LGBT community. He's also spoken out against the stigma surrounding HIV testing, which is still plaguing so many of our communities, which you all know a lot of that is due to homophobia. Barack has led by example. When we took our trip to Africa and visited his home country in Kenya, we took a...
Hold the dough!
We don't need a birth certificate.
Hold the dough. That was his wife saying his hometown in Africa, in Kenya.
Home country.
Didn't Gaddafi, didn't he just call him one of us? Haven't we heard from the king of Saudi that he's one of us? Didn't the president of these United States bow to how many foreign diplomats, yet he continuously does it? Is that American? But the conservatives got you saying, oh, can you believe? Oh, it hurts our message, man.
Oh, man.
You can't be asking for his birth certificate. Oh. Come on. That's only a verification of who he really is.
Oh,
now, America, why would you really have to see that?
Come on, guys.
This is the Constitution of the United States of America. Again, you have the idiots in the conservative circles that are getting the Americans to believe that it's stupid to ask for the birth certificate of the one that is leading your country to a UN, to the United Nations. And he goes to war without asking Congress, your representatives, America, smack, 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 smack.
What you gonna do?
And he goes to who to ask for permission? The UN and the Saudis? I don't know. I don't. I mean, that's what we do.
Of course.
I mean, who goes to war?
Does.
Who goes to war with the state of Arizona for keeping illegal immigrants
doing the job of the federal government?
I wonder what's going on in Canada right now. But here we go. Here's the Constitution. This is to show some of you people out there how absolutely foolish you are for believing what you're told on a daily basis by those that should know better.
Isn't this that irrelevant document, though, that Nancy Pelosi talked about?
That's right. Let's just read it and see what's inside of it.
Let's check it out. Might as well.
Obamacare.
Yeah, we might as well check it out. Let's see what it says. Why not?
I mean, what do we need to see the roadmap? I mean, we just want to get in the car and drive. We don't need a map.
Besides, I've been here for decades and never followed it. I mean, what difference is it?
That's true.
Let's check it out.
I mean, the American people are ignorant, she said. Yeah. They don't know anything. We know everything. And she doesn't even take the time to read the bills that she signs.
Read it afterwards.
Yeah, it must be a big payoff there, payday.
Ruth Chris's have a stake? I don't know.
Don't say Ruth Chris's, because I've had it with that, all right? I'm having my crave here. No person except a natural-born citizen or a citizen of the United States at the time of the adoption of this Constitution shall be eligible to the office of the president. Let me ask you another question, America. Here's a real good one for you. Why hasn't he produced it? If the guy's called
into question... He's too busy.
If the guy's called into question for his birth certificate, what's the big deal, dude? I just believe whatever you're told.
Come on, I gotta start wars around the world. I don't have time to get a birth certificate.
Well, I mean, we gotta support that, you know.
Mr. Soros won't let me do it. I mean, you know? Oh, man.
Yeah. Georgie's the man, I guess.
No.
He says, destroy, you do what he says.
Yeah, and Mr. Soros won't let me do it. I'm sorry.
Isn't that the guy that during World War II plundered his own people, and he said he liked the way he felt in doing that?
Yeah, he said he was a little bit satisfied. I think he's satisfied with controlling me, too. I just can't show the birth certificate. I'm sorry.
Man, you sound like a ventriloquist or something like that. I mean, you look like
a
curious George-looking ventriloquist.
I need more liberty. I need more liberty. That's all I want. I try to tell the American people that's what I want.
Hang on a second. I need to get my teleprompter set in front of me. 7 days shall you eat unleavened bread. Even the first day, you... get that thing back up, guys.
Get it moving.
Guys,
get it moving. The people
put it back up. I don't have a brain in my head. It's in George's head.
It's
a terrible place for my brains to be in somebody else's head, but they are.
George, it wasn't my fault. It was the teleprompter. I'm telling you, it wasn't my fault.
Hey, can you hear that? Hear that? Hear that? Hear that?
Where's that echo coming from?
My head. My head. My head.
There's an echo in my head.
George, George, George.
Oh, no, not George.
George Soros. Fill me with your thoughts. What shall I destroy? What shall I destroy? What shall I destroy?
Barack, I'm very mad at you today.
Can you believe these American people American people sitting there.
Barack.
Can you believe them
don't
knowing
show
what the
birth
problem
certificate.
Is, but they won't deal with the problem?
Barack.
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 No person except the natural-born citizen says the United States Constitution. The conservative is saying, don't put that into question. That hurts our message.
Oh,
the president, don't point the finger at the person that should basically make distinction as to who he is. Is he one of us or is he not one of us? Yet we see his fruit is not one of us, but let's not see his birth certificate. Come on, you idiot, Jakes.
stupid Sons of Liberty. What's wrong with
America,
you?
America, how are we ever to have liberty if we continuously go down this road?
There's no way we're going to have liberty.
No, and we've seen just another example of how stupid the American people have played down to this administration's tyrannical, despotic ways.
And here we are.
Oh, if, you know, now Bradley Dean's against the righteous. No. Wait a second. Did you know that Jesus said, beware of the leaven of the Pharisees, the religious people of the day, and the Herodians, the political people of the day? Kevin caught it, didn't he, when he called in? He caught it. You guys are on nobody's. No, we're on God's side.
Amen.
We're on the Word side. We're on the Constitution side. And if that offends you, then let me tell you this. We'll do what we can do to raise some money to get you some tickets so we can send you to Russia, perhaps, or maybe we can send you to Libya.
What
do you think of that? I mean,
maybe Canada.
People that love the truth, they love the show.
Yeah.
And I think Kevin just exemplified that as well. Hello?
You know, it reminds me of 56 men that signed a document called the Declaration of Independence that wanted to be on God's side, not a man's side, not even an American side. It was God's side that they were on.
You mean like that John Adams guy? Or
Radical.
Samuel Adams.
He was
Adams,
hurting the cause.
Sons of Liberty. Or
what's
how about George
Slimer
or John Dickinson? How about that, man, that atheist Ben Franklin?
Oh, yeah.
Alexander Hamilton or John Hancock, Patrick Henry? Samuel Huntington, John Jay, no.
No.
Don't enforce God's law there,
society,
John Jay.
Bible societies, no. John Jay was bad. Definitely
Thomas
bad.
Jefferson has left his legacy as known for being the what? The father of, what is that called on the head of his grave that we went to see in Monticello?
That little document called the
Freedom of
Religion?
There you go.
Oh,
you
that's
go.
What it was.
But he's the guy that wrote Lines Between Church and State in one of the documents.
Course.
I still haven't found that document, though.
No.
But the American people
does that
are
matter,
running.
Though? Yeah.
No,
it doesn't really matter.
No.
Richard
Henry Lee,
us.
James Madison, the father of our Constitution that says we are to be ruled by the Ten Commandments.
Yeah.
Oh, but we got these bright intellectuals today.
They're
man,
smarter.
You're talking about theocracy, man.
Yeah,
we're not supposed to, man. And then we got the guys in the church saying that's legalistic.
I won't preach that.
Oh, so it's legalistic to obey your parents and legalistic to obey God. And well, let me ask you something, America. Is it legalistic when those politicians that are serving you, when they obey you? Is that legalism?
You know,
or is that a love for their country? Come on!
I just feel we need to celebrate these
people. I think King David is really legalistic, too, when he said, "Thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against you."
Sin? Don't worry about that.
My gosh. Oh, how love I thy law, my meditation all the day long. David, you are a legalistic individual.
Yeah,
no, God set David as a judgment, a light to the people through judgment by enforcing the laws against what you're tolerating today, America.
And because of that, liberty, prosperity, and peace.
John Marshall, Robert Moore, James Wilson, oh man, them God lovers, I'll tell you what. George Washington, oh.
They had it all wrong.
I'll tell you what, that boy knew scripture, though. By the way, we just went to the museum, Minnesota History Museum, and folks, I got to tell you, I was impressed. Did you know that when I was in there, in the state of Minnesota, going through that museum, they actually outlined our Christian nation, and George Washington, actually, they kept it in context.
Yep.
History Channel did throughout the whole museum. They actually kept it in context. So all you lives in the state of Minnesota, go check it out, because you know what? Even in these liberal places, they're telling you the truth. But you can go into the state capitol and say, is it legal to pray in the name of Jesus?
Oh.
You know what I'm saying?
That
but if you don't know,
names.
You know, if they ask you, if they put the wrong questions in front of you, they don't have to worry about giving you the right answers, do they, America? Or George Reed or John Rutledge?
I'm just wondering if tomorrow there's not going to be a protest at the History Museum.
I don't know. Let's take this call. We got to take a break in 2 minutes. We got Joy in Minnesota. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. We got Bradley and Jake. How are you?
Hi, I'm doing fine. I just have to say I love your show and I appreciate all the great information. And I just couldn't help but think about this last segment when you were talking about how basically we have the left side and we have the right side, but basically they betrayed the American people.
Both sides betrayed the American people. That's right. That's exactly right. Go ahead.
And what I couldn't help but thinking was, there's a true story of William Wallace in that movie Braveheart, if anyone has ever seen that movie Braveheart before.
He was a Christian man, yes ma'am.
A Christian man, he was fighting for the liberty of his people. And what happened was, is basically, these people came and these nobles came, and one of the other nobles betrayed him. And he turned and looked at the other nobles who he thought was with him, and they turned around and they fell back, and he said, what? He said, this one betrayed for this one this much, this one betrayed for a lot less. The point is, they both betrayed, even if it was a little bit or a lot.
And they both obeyed the king in his tyrannical ways. Thank you for your call, Joe. We got to take a quick break. We're coming back for hour two. Maybe we can talk about some more liberty when we come back.